September 30th, 1946. Judgment in the German city of Nuremberg more than a year after World War II ends. That's where an international military tribunal finds nearly two dozen top Nazi leaders guilty of war crimes. More than half are sentenced to death and hanged. Seven defendants get prison terms. Three are acquitted. Hermann Göring, the Nazi Air Force chief, commits suicide before he could be executed. 1949. End of an early Cold War crisis as the last U.S. transport plane makes its run in the Berlin airlift. The American organized airlift brought millions of tons of food and fuel and other supplies to what was then West Berlin during a Soviet blockade. 1962. A pivotal struggle for America's civil rights movement reaches its climax at the University of Mississippi. That's where James Meredith, under federal protection, succeeds on his fourth try in becoming the first black student to register for classes. He's admitted after deadly riots on campus leave two people dead, and President John F. Kennedy puts National Guard troops under federal command to try to restore order.
Americans are free and sure to disagree with the law, but not to disobey it.
1791. The Magic Flute, the opera composed by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, premieres in Vienna, Austria. And 1955. Actor James Dean is killed when his car smashes into another on a California highway. The rebel icon was just 24 years old. Today in history, September 30th, Tim McGuire, the Associated